You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Auckland Safe Zone will be back in Lower Queen Street from the 24th of February to the 18th of March. The Safe Zone is for people who may have consumed alcohol or drugs and might be in need of medical attention, hydration, support or advice. BFM reporter Amanda Jane Robinson spoke to Auckland Council's Community Development and Safety Committee Chair, Kathy Casey, about the Safe Zone. She began by asking what exactly the Safe Zone entails.
It's a facility funded in part by Council with our partners ECC, St John and Red Frogs to provide a place in the downtown area for people who can go for help, get a drink of water, get some friendly advice, just have a friendly place to be if you find yourself needing some help in the early hours in the morning downtown. It's been really successful in the last, we've been on it now for 5 years. And this year we're extending it to include Orientation Week. And that's fantastic because, as you know, thousands of students come into Auckland, some for the first time. They end up in the inner city and it's just great to know there's a place you can go. You know, even if you just want to find out how to get home, it's wonderful. It's been really well taken up last year. Last year we did it in Orientation Week and almost 11,000 people came through the, you know, we had them on 5 weekends and it's been a real success. And it's, you know, it's the St. John's are there, but really the Red Frogs are young people there for young people. So especially in all week, it's really good to have those experienced, skilled counsellors offering mechanisms really to cope with the myriad of things that might befall you in the city centre. And they can just be small. You lose your purse and you haven't got any way of getting home. So it's been really good. We've had really, really good feedback on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And why this location specifically?
I think people are beginning to recognise it now because this is the fifth year. It's kind of good. People. I don't know if you've noticed, people kind of graduate down to the waterfront. And I've been there. I spent a few hours with them in one of the sessions, I think it was the year before last. And, you know, it's really busy. I don't know if you've been in the centre, Amanda, during, 2 or 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning. It's still quite busy. I was quite amazed at how many people are out and about. We're a 24/7 city, and this is a good response to those busy periods to give people a safe space.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, and it's on Friday and Saturday nights as well, which is obviously the most kind of busy times downtown.
The busiest times, that's right. And my experience watching what went on was all good. You know, people really warm to the Red Frogs. You know, they give out Red Frogs. You learn about Red Frogs. And you just have a chat. You know, it's a nice thing to do. It's a welcoming, smiling, nice thing that everybody knows about and what has got around. So it's great that Council can part fund this and make it a good annual safe space for the people visiting Auckland and for our residents who come into the city.
Yeah, absolutely. And why is this so important? I mean, what is the alternative if no one was there at that time?
Well, look, a lot of the work that the St. John's do mean that people, you know, I think maybe about 70 or so were treated on the spot last year. It saves a visit to the hospital. I mean, that's a fairly major thing. If you find yourself at 2 a.m. in the morning and you've fallen and bumped yourself, if you can be treated on the spot, that's far better for you and sent home, you know, safely. It's far better than finding your way to a hospital, maybe even calling an ambulance. So, you know, not talking about serious things. Any serious incident in the CBD will still be dealt with by the emergency services. But there's a myriad of things that happen to you on a weekend that can be dealt with by first aiders like the amazing people at St. John's. And so it does save a big health bill, really, doesn't it? Well, no, I look forward to joining the Red Frogs and St. John during one of the weekends, which start on the 24th, the weekend of the 24th. And as I said, they'll be there for Orientation Week, which is excellent. I might go down one of those nights. And yeah, you're very welcome. You yourself and Radio BFM are very welcome to come down and see for yourself what actually happens. It's all good.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.